Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Mem Tes, the last daf of the third parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we will finish the third parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisha Venuman, Lizchusr for Shlema, for Sarah Freda Bas Chaya, and Lizechu Nishmas Chaim Naftali ben Yaakov Shlomo, as well as Dvorah Shir Chaya Bas Yaakov Leib. It's also co-sponsored anonymously, L'Kavod HaTorah V'Lomdeha. So we left off on the first wide line of Daf Mem Chesen Beis, and we just began the sugya of Zev Zagorim. What's the halacha when you have two things that cause a certain result, that cause an effect, that go into the making of an item, and one of the causes is Iser, the other cause is Heter. Is Zev Zagorim Aser, is Zev Zagorim Mutter? And it seems to be that we have a double stira in Zev Zagorim, that Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan hold one thing when it comes to our Mishnah, where our Mishnah spoke about vegetables that are planted underneath an Asherah tree, and there are leaves of the Asherah tree that come off and help to nourish those vegetables, but don't entirely nourish those vegetables in a Zev Zagorim manner, and the Rabbi Yossi holds that that's going to be problematic, and the Rabbanan hold that it's not problematic, and yet when it comes to Kalim that have Avodah Zarah, that have Avodah Zarah on them, that have images of Avodah Zarah on them, Rabbi Yossi held that you're allowed to grind them up and throw them to the wind, and we're not worried about the fact that they're going to help and be mezavel and fertilize a field, and the Rabbanan are worried about that. So it was a double stira in what we hold about Zev Zagorim. The Gemara is going to discuss whether perhaps there's a distinction between Avod Zara and Shari Surim, at least as far as Rabbi Yossi is concerned. We're also going to refer to a possibility that the Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan argue about Zev Zagorim, and the Gemara on Amud Aleph is going to try to find where Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan hold about argue about Zev Zagorim, with Rabbi Lazar being Machmir and the Rabbanan being Mekel. On Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to discuss using wood from an Asherah tree either to light up an oven or to weave a beged with a wooden kli that you take from an Asherah tree. The Gemara is going to have a discussion when it helps to be molech hana'a liyam ha-melech, that if you got hana'a from Isurei Hana'a, can you, or you have some product of Isurei Hana'a and it gets mixed in with other things, can you just take the value of whatever that Isurei Hana'a is, throw it to Yam HaMelech, and then use the entire Tarovas? The last Mishnah in the Parak is going to talk about how to be Mevatel an Asherah tree, what needs to be done to the Asherah in order to be Mevatel it, and we're going to have Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, whether you need to be Mevatel Shivrei Avodah Zarah, broken pieces of Avodah Zarah. The Gemara is going to have three different explanations of what Rav and Shmuel are arguing about when it comes to Shivrei Avodah Zarah. So we left off yesterday with explaining this double stira between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan. So let's pick up again from Bishloma, Drabiosi on the last skinny line of Mem Chesem Beis. Bishloma Drabiosi Drabiosi Lo Kasha. Maybe there's no stira in Rabbi Yossi, because you could simply ask, you could simply answer, Hasam Dekazali Ibud, the Mishnah that talks about grinding up the kli that has an image of Avodah Zarah on it and throwing it to the wind, even though it may fertilize a field somewhere, that's because you've already destroyed the Avodah Zarah by the time it's fertilizing a field. So Matir, that's where Rabbi Yossi is going to be Matir, because there is no fertilizer that's Usher at all. It's already been destroyed as an Avodah Zarah. But Hacha de lo kazal ibud, but our Mishnah is talking about where leaves are falling directly off of an Asherah tree, and that's derech gedilah si'ilan, that's natural to happen to a tree, and therefore you have never destroyed the Avodah Zarah. So Usher, so that's why Rabbi Yossi is going to say that it's problematic. El drabanan ad drabanan kasha, but we still are going to have a stira in the Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, first possibility, epuch. Switch around the shitos of Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim in one of the Mishnayos, and then you'll solve both stiras simultaneously, and you won't even need the first answer that we just gave for Rabbi Yossi, that there's a difference between whether you've ground up the Avodah Zarah and are just now throwing it into the wind, or whether the leaves are falling off a tree. You don't even need that answer. Just switch around the shitos. V'ibayisema lo tebuch. Or maybe no. Maybe you don't switch around the shitos. Rabbi Yossi k'dishanin, and we've already taken care of Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi Yossi holds that Zeviz HaGorim is Asr, and the reason he allows you to grind up the kli and throw it into the wind is because he holds that that's not even a Zeviz HaGorim. Whatever you're throwing to the wind is already batel, and it's not a fertilizer, that's Asr. And how are we going to solve the stira in the Rabbanon? The Rabbanon, Kedam Rav Mari Brei Rav Kana, Masha Mishpiach Bar, Pogim Bebasar. The way that you're going to answer the Rabbanon is similar to what Rav Mari Brei Rav Kana answered when it came to an issue in Meseches Tmura, when he said that whatever you're gaining with the hide of the animal, you're ruining with the flesh of the animal. And Hachanami, therefore over here as well, the Rabbanon would say, Masha Mashpiach Benevia, Pogim Batzel. Whatever you're gaining from the leaves falling off of the Asherah tree, you're losing by the fact that the vegetables are growing in shade and not in sunlight, and that is damaging to the vegetables, and therefore the net is not a net gain by being underneath an Asherah tree. So even though the Rabbanan may hold that in general Zev Zagorein is going to be Asr, over here, Zev Zagorim, it's not being Gorim al Yedei. The growth is not being promoted by the Asherah tree, because as much as it's being promoted by the Asherah tree, it's also being stunted by the Asherah tree. What was the story about Masha Mashbiach Ba'or, Pogim Babasar? What was that case? So Rashi fills us in of the discussion of Meseches Tmura. The discussion of Meseches Tmura was if you have a kachim animal that developed a mum, and therefore that animal cannot be used for hakrava. So what do? You're poda the animal, and after you're poda the animal, it gets shechted, and you skin the animal, and you sell its parts. So what do you? So the over there, the Gemara says you're not allowed to skin it, starting by the legs of the animal, in order to keep the hide totally intact, because that's going to be a bizayon kachim, because it's going to ruin the flesh of the animal. So the Bryce over there says, well, why is it usher to do that if you allow them to skin the animal in a way that keeps the hide intact? Isn't that going to cause the animal to be more valuable? And therefore, when you're poded initially from Hegdish, you'll be able to be poded for more money. Hegdish will make more money. So the answer the Gemara said, the answer Rav Mari gave was, you're not going to make a net of more money, because whatever you're gaining in the value of the hide, you're losing in the value of the flesh, of the meat itself. So you were using that model, that idea, that sometimes even though there seems to be a certain benefit on one side, but there's a loss on the other side, and they even each other out. So says the Gemara, wait, the way we're saying it right now is Rabbi Yossi holds Zev Zagorim is Asr. Is that true? That Rabbi Yossi holds that when you have multiple causes for something, one of which is Asr, that the product is going to be Asr? Vatnan, but we have a mission in the first parak of Arla that seems to tell us otherwise. Rabbi Yossi Omer, notin yichur shel Arla. You're allowed to plant a branch of an Arla tree so that a new tree can come out of that. And then you can eat the peros of that tree, because only the peros of Arla are Asr. The wood of an Arla tree is not Asr. But ve'ein notin egos shel Arla. You're not allowed to plant a fruit of Arla, a nut from an Arla tree, in order to grow a new tree. Mibnei shehu peri, because that's actually a fruit, and the fruit of an Arla tree is Asr bana. But Rabbi Yossi agrees that if you did plant the egos of an Arla tree, v'hivrich, v'hirkiv, or you did some grafting of an Arla tree onto an older tree, mutter, the fruits that grow from the new tree are going to be mutter. V'tani nami hachi, mod Rabbi Yossi, shimnata, v'hivrich, v'hirkiv, mutter. And we have a brisa that says exactly like that. That b'diavad, if you already did plant, you already did graft, you already did something with the Arla tree, that it's going to be mutter. So don't you see that Rabbi Yossi holds that when you plant the egos, the pre that comes out is a result of a zevzegorim. It's a result of the egos of Iser and many other factors that cause the growth of the tree, or when you're mavrich an erla tree onto another tree, whatever grows out is a result of the original erla tree, as well as the original old tree that was there that was not an erla tree. It's a case of zevezagorim, and you see clearly Rabbi Yossi holds zevezagorim is mutter. So how can we say that Rabbi Yossi holds zevezagorim is usr, like in our Mishnah? V'chi teima shani le Rabbi Yossi bin shari surin laval zchavim. Ah, maybe you'll answer that there's a difference between other Surim where Rabbi Yossi will hold Zevzagorim is Mutter, like by Orla and Avodah Zarah. We always have extra chumras by Avodah Zarah, so that Leidbak Biyarchum Ha'uma Menachem, we stay far away from Avodah Zarah. So maybe Rabbi Yossi is extra machmir by Avodah Zarah. But Umi Shanile, is that true? That Rabbi Yossi is more machmir by Avodah Zarah? Vatanya, we have a brisa that tells us, Sodashin is dabla b'zevel avodus kachavim. If you have a field that is fertilized with zevel of Avodah Zarah, v'chein parashin is patma b'karshine avodus kachavim. If you have a cow that was fattened using Avodah Zarah food, so Tani Chada Sodati Zarah, one brisa tells us that the field that is planted and whatever comes out of it is mutter, and you don't have to worry about the fact that it was fertilized with iser, and parati shachet, and the cow can be shechted and eaten normally, and you don't have to worry about the fact that the cow was fattened with avodah zarah. V'tanya idach, but then there's another brisa that tells us, sada tevar, that the field should be left unplanted until any effect of the avodah zarah fertilizer is completely gone from the field, and only then can you use the field. And the cow should be starved a little bit until any effect of the fattening of the avodah zarah that you did was gone from the cow, so that it's no longer there, that you're not benefiting from the avodah zarah. So we have a stira between two brises. One brisa tells us that any effect of the avodah zarah has to be gone before you benefit from it, and the other brisa tells us that no, don't worry about the effect of the avodah zarah. It's not the only factor. It's a zev is zegarim, and therefore it's no problem. So how we miyashev those two brises, my love? Harab Yossi v'harabanan. Isn't the way to be miyashiv the brises to say that the brisa that allows you to plant the field, the brisa that allows you to shech the cow, follows the shita of Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi by Arla says Zevizegorim is mutter. So by Avodah Zarah he must also hold Zevizegorim is mutter. And the brisa that doesn't allow it goes like the Rabbanan, who when it came to Kalim that have a tsura of Avodah Zarah on it, the Rabbanan said you cannot grind up the kli and throw it into the wind, because maybe it's going to land on some field somewhere and it's going to help to fertilize that field and the whole thing is going to be aser, because the Rabbanan holds Zevizegorim is aser. So it turns out that Rabbi Yossi doesn't distinguish between Avodah Zarah and Shari Surim. In both cases, even by Avodah Zarah, he holds Zevizegorim is mutter. So therefore, we're back to our kasha. Why does Rabbi Yossi have a problem with planting vegetables underneath an Asherah tree? What? Because he's concerned leaves are going to fall off and fertilize the vegetables that are under the tree? Rabbi Yossi, you're the one who holds Zevizegorim is mutter. You hold it by Arla, and you seem to hold it by Avodah Zarah as well, because you're the only one that we could attribute the brisa that allows Zevizegorim by Avodah Zarah to. So says Gemara, lo, Harab Lazar, Harabanan. Who says Rabbi Yossi is the one that's mekel on Zevizegorim by Avodah Zarah? Maybe the way to reconcile those two brises is not to say the brisa that allows Zevizegorim by Avodah Zarah is Rabbi Yossi, and the brisa that doesn't allow it is the Rabbanan. No, maybe it's Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan who disagree. Meaning, maybe Rabbi Yossi is mekel by Shari Suriman Zevizegorim, but maybe Enochinami when it comes to Avodah Zarah, Rabbi Yossi is going to be machmir on Zevizegorim, and that's why in the Mishnah he's worried about the fertilizing of the vegetables underneath the Asherah tree. It's a Zevizegorim, and he's machmir by Avodah Zarah. Who's Megil by Avodah Zarah? Oh, that's Machlokas Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. So says Mara, really, where is there a Machlokas Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan about Zevizegorim of Avodah Zarah, or Zevizegorim in general? Hey, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan, what Machlokas Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan are we talking about? Elim Rabbi Lazar and Rabbanan disa'or, if it's from Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan with regard to sa'or, with regard to yeast. Let's say you have Isser and Heter, that Sar of Isser and Heter that cause a dough to be machmitz, that cause the dough to rise. So that's our Pesach connection of the day. We're talking about yeast and rising dough and making chametz. Ditnan, where the Mishnah's, but over here we're going to be focused not so much on the Isser chametz. We're not talking about Pesach over here. We're talking about stam. You're making a bread, but the yeast that you're using to make the dough rise is partially yeast of Isser. So Ditnan, the Mishnah says in the second paragraph of Arla, Sa'or shel chulin v'shel truma, shenaflu l'tocha isa. If you have a combination of yeast of truma and yeast of chulin that goes into a regular chulin dough, lo bezekedei l'chametz, lo bezekedei l'chametz. Not enough yeast of truma to cause chimutz of the dough on its own, not enough yeast of chulin to cause chimutz of the dough on its own. V'nitztarfu v'chimtzu, but together it's enough to cause a chimutz of the dough, meaning a classic zeh v'zeh gorim. It's both truma and chulin that's causing the dough to rise. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, achar ha'acharon aniba. Rabbi Eliezer says the status of the dough is going to be determined by which yeast went in last. So if the last yeast was the chulin, then whatever effect the truma had is ignored, and the bread is going to be mutter. If the last yeast was the truma, the bread is going to be usher for anyone but a kohen. The chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say, no, bein shenafal isa l'chachila, bein shenafal isa l'besof. It doesn't matter whether the truma yeast was first or last. They're both goreim the chimutz of the dough. The dough is only going to be aser if there was enough truma yeast to cause the chimutz on its own. But if it wasn't enough to cause the chimutz on its own, the whole thing's going to be mutter. And Abaye explains, Rabbi Lazar only holds this din, that if the mutter yeast went in last, the whole dough is mutter, only if you removed the aser yeast after it had its effect. You cannot leave the truma in the dough. You have to have removed the truma, which is aser, before the sa'ar of chulin fell into it. So since sa'ar of iser would not have been machmitz the dough on its own, and you've removed it, so it's not considered a goreim in the chimutz of the dough, because it's already been nisbatel through the sa'ar that was mutter. But if you do not remove the truma yeast, then the whole thing is going to be aser. It's a zevizagorim, and it's going to be aser. So it turns out the way Abaye explains this machlokas is that Rabbi Lazar holds zevizagorim is aser. The only time he was matir when the chulin went in last is if you've already nullified whatever effects the truma may have had. So, but if it's mamish zevizagorim, if there's actual truma yeast and chulin yeast together that cause the chimutz of the dough, aser. And the chum holds zevizagorim is mutter. That unless the truma on its own could have been machmetz the yeast, the whole thing's going to be mutter. So that's the machlokas, Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan. And maybe that's how to be miyashiv, the two brises that we had before, about whether zevizagorim is asur or mutter. Nah, that one brisa follows Rabbi Yossi, and one brisa follows the Rabbanan. No, one brisa follows Rabbi Lazar, and one brisa follows the Rabbanan. Rabbi Lazar's machmir and zevizagorim, and the Rabbanan are mekel on zevizagorim. But says, how do you know you're understanding the machlokes Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan correctly? That what Abaye said, that you have to remove the truma dough and only then, the truma yeast, and only then is it going to be mutter. How do you know that that's the correct explanation of Rabbi Lazar? Dilma taimid Rabbi Lazar, mishum da achar achron aniba. Maybe Rabbi Lazar just holds that we always go by the last thing that went into the dough, even if the original truma yeast is still there. And Igamr bi Isura, Asura. If the chimutz was completed with Asur yeast, then the whole bread is going to be Asur. V'igamr be'atera, and if the chimutz was completed with Mutter yeast, Mutar, and the whole thing's going to be Mutter. Bein salke, bein lo salke. Maybe it makes no difference if you removed the original Truma yeast or not. And Rav Lazar holds Zevzagorim is Mutter as well. So you haven't really shown that there's a machlokas Rav Lazar and the Rabbanan about Zevzagorim. There's a simple other way to explain the machlokas that you've brought. So where do we find, in fact, that there's a machlokas Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan when it comes to Zev Zagorim, Ella Rabbi Lazar Rabbanan, De Eitzim? It must be the Rabbi Lazar and the Rabbanan we're going to have in today's daf in the Mishnah on Amud Beis that goes as follows. The Tanan, the Mishnah we're about to see, says Natale Mena Eitzim Asurin, that if a person takes Eitzim off of an Asherah tree, takes wood off of an Asherah tree, Asurin Ba'na, that wood is Asur Ba'na. Hisik ben Asatanu. Let's say you use that wood to light up an oven. So Chadash, if it's a brand new oven, it's never been used before, we assume the initial lighting of the oven is what completes the oven, it's what makes the oven. This is a Sugya Maseches Pesachim as well. If Hisik ben Asatanu, you light up an oven with it, Chadash, and it's a new oven, Yutatz. You have to destroy the oven because the oven was completed using Asur wood, and there's no way to ever change that. But Yashan, if it's an old oven that's already been hardened, it's already been used, it's already a full oven, there's nothing that you're making better about the oven itself by using this wood, so Yutzan, then all you have to do is wait till it cools down from the effects of this wood, because this wood is Asur Ba'na, so as soon as the oven cools down, you could then put in Mutter wood and try again. Let's say you baked bread in the oven that was heated with Atzei Asherah, if it was a new oven, you baked bread at any point in that oven, and if it was an old oven, you didn't wait for it to cool down, and you baked bread using the Atzei Asherah, so then Asur Ba'na, the bread is going to be Asur Ba'na. Why? Because that bread is the product of a zevzegorim. In the case of the new oven, the oven itself is aser. Whatever wood you may have put in that oven afterwards may have been mutter wood, zevzegorim. In the case of the old oven, the oven itself was mutter, but we're talking about where you baked bread using aser wood, so it's a zevzegorim, so it's going to be aser bahana. Nisarva ba'acheros, that bread that's aser bahana now gets mixed in with other loaves of bread, kulan aseros bahana. They're all Asur Ba'na. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yolech Hanali Amamelech. Rabbi Elazar says, what are you going to do? You have to throw out all of the bread? You have 1,000 loaves of bread, and because one of them was made in this oven, you have to chuck them all? He says, no. Take whatever the value of the Asur loaf of bread is, throw it into Yam HaMelech, and that would be good enough. So Amar Lo, Ein Pidyon L'Avod Zchem. The Chum disagree. They say that doesn't help to throw the Ana into the Yam HaMelech. That won't be matter the bread. So it turns out that the Braisa that holds Zev Zegorim is Aser aligns with this Rabbi Eliezer. Here you have Rabbi Eliezer saying that Zev Zegorim is Aser. So says Gemara, yeah, but you also have in this Braisa the Rabbanan saying Zev Zegorim is Aser. Meaning in the Braisa, in the Mishnah that we just quoted, that's going to come up on Amud Beis, both Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan hold Zev Zegorim is Aser. Their only machlokas is there any way to still get Hana'a from all the other loaves of bread that got mixed in with the bread that's Aser because it's a Zev Zegorim. But everyone holds Zev Zegorim is Aser. So Rabbanan de Pligia Aleid Rabbi Eliezer Maninhu. Now you've explained where we have a Rabbi Eliezer that holds Zev Zegorim is Aser. Where do you have a Rabbanan that holds Zev Zegorim Mutter? Ilim Rabbanan de Eitim, you can tell me it's the Rabbanan from that Mishnah, Achmuri Machmuri. They're even more Machmir than Rabbi Eliezer. El Rabbanan de Sa'ar. Now you have to go back to the Rabbanan of the case of Sa'ar Shel Truma and Sa'ar Shel Chulin that we said before. Remember, those Rabbanan held Zev Zegorim is Mutter. The problem with using Rabbi Eliezer the Rabbanan by Sa'ar is that Rabbi Eliezer, we weren't so sure in that case, holds Zev Zegorim is Aser. But now we found the Rabbi Eliezer that holds Zev Zegorim is Aser, we can still stick with the Rabbanan by Sa'ar, who holds Zev Zegorim is Mutter. So says Gemara, aim at the Shabbat of the Rabbanan the Mekili, Bisa'ar, Bavod Zchav mi Mekili. Yeah, but your Rabbanan who holds Zev Zegorim is Mutter is only in the case of Sa'ar, it's a case of Truma, it's not Avodah Zarah. Do you ever find that there's a Rabbanan who are Mekil on Zev Zegorim even by Avodah Zarah? Because after all, isn't that the whole issue with Rabbi Yossi? We wanted to suggest that maybe Rabbi Yossi distinguishes between Avodah Zarah and Shari Surim. So maybe you could say the same thing on the Rabbanan, that they also distinguish between Avodah Zarah and Shari Surim. Eliolam, the way to be Miyashiv, the original Stira, between the Braisos has to be HaRab Yossi HaRabbanan. That the Braisa that allows getting Hana'a from a field that was fertilized with Avodah Zarah follows Rabbi Yossi. Zev Zagarim is mutter. Zev Zagarim is even mutter by Avod Zara. There's no distinction between Avod Zara and Shari Surim. Stick with our original answer. And the Braisa that does not allow getting anah from a field that was fertilized with Avod Zara follows the Rabbanan that Zev Zagarim is aser. Right? What about Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah? The whole reason why we had a problem with this was that Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah said that if you have vegetables growing under the Asherah tree and leaves are coming down from the tree, you have to worry about the fact that those leaves are fertilizing those vegetables. And it's Zev Zagarim and Rabbi Yossi saying that it's Aser. So how can we say that Rabbi Yossi holds, Zev Zagarim is Mutter, Bein Bavod Zara, Bein Bishari Surim. What do you do with Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah? Simple. Rabbi Yossi the Devarim Drabanan Amalahu. Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah was not expressing his own opinion. He was saying, Lishitaschem Rabbanan, according to you guys who hold Zev Zagarim as Aser, you should Aser vegetables that are growing under an Asherah tree because of the leaves that fall down. I hold it's mutter, because Zev Zagarim is mutter, but you should hold it's Aser. Rabbi Yossi Devarim Drabanan Amalahu, Lidi di Zev Zagarim mutter. I hold Zev Zagarim is mutter, and therefore whatever vegetables you want to plant under an Asherah tree in the summertime, even it's not going to be Aser because of the shade that the Asherah is providing, because there are other factors in the growth of these vegetables as well. But Lidid Hu, Damrisa Zev Zagarim Aser, you who want a taina that Zev Zagarim is Aser, so then Odili Mias, that Af Yerokas Miosag Shamim, then you should Aser even vegetables that are growing under a tree in the winter time, where the shade is damaging to it, because it's still benefiting from the tree by the leaves that are falling off. The Rabbanan would say it's not benefiting from the tree. Though the leaves might provide some minimal benefit, that's far outweighed by the damage that's being done by the shade, and therefore the net of being under that tree is the net result of being under that tree is a loss for the vegetables. It's not a gain for the vegetables. So that's why the Rabbanan say, even though we hold Zev Zagarim as Aser, this is not even a case of Zev Zagarim. Amar Rav Yom Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Yossi. We pass on Rabbi Yossi that Zev Zagarim is Mutter. Haugi Nasa, the Zdabel Bezivla, Davod Zchavim. There was a garden that was fertilized with Zevla Vodzara, Sholach Ravam, Chamed Rabbi Yossi, Amalei, Hach Rav Yom Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Yossi. That we pass on Rabbi Yossi, Zev Zagarim is Mutter, and it is therefore, it's therefore totally fine. There is a discussion in Poskim. You know, we have this machlokas about Zev Zagorim. The Gemara comes to a very clear conclusion that Zev Zagorim is absolutely mutter. So if you have a cow that's nispatim with karshine avodazara, we have this machlokas tanaim. Can you shecht it right away, or do you have to wait till it weakens and it gets skinnier so that you don't have any of the benefit of the avodazara? That's a machlokas about Zev Zagorim. So if you hold Zev Zagorim is mutter, you're allowed to shecht the cow even when it's fattened, and that's what the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Avod Zara. Zev Zagarim is mutter. There is a discussion in the Achronim, very nogel lemaisa, Hilchos Pesach related. What about you have a behema of a guy that eats chametz on Pesach? Are you allowed to drink the milk from such a behema on Pesach? Do we assume that it should be aser within 24 hours of it eating that chametz? Because chametz b'pesach is aser b'hana'a. The isra hana'a of chametz b'pesach is an iser b'mashehu. And therefore, as long as there's no bittel, zev zagarim would be aser. Meaning zev zagarim is only mutter because there's a din of bittel. But if there's no din of bittel and it's aser b'hana'a b'mashehu, zev zagarim should be aser. So it's true. That milk is not only produced by the little bit of chametz that the cow ate yesterday. It's produced by the rest of the body of the cow as well. But Zev Zagorim, when it comes to an Isra B'mashuhu, is going to be problematic. So the Avnei Miluim writes that we could be matir because the entire Goreim of the Isra is only midrabanan. By Din Drabanan, it's a Chametz is not Aser B'mashuhu. So Zev Zagorim would be mutter in such a case. In the Taras Chesed, in Shuvas Taras Chesed, Simon Chavalev, he's also matir because he says some hold the Chametz mashu is only asur b'achila, not asur b'hana'a. The isur of mashu chametz is not an isur hana'a. When the Mishnah Berurah writes, when it comes to chalav, to milk of a behema that ate chametz, even if it belongs to a nachri, nechleku achronim b'zeh, says the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tav Mem Ches, machlokes achronim. Prima gadim is matir the chalav after 24 hours from eating the chametz, and only after 24 hours, and there are some that are makel afilu bo b'yom, if it ate it shachlis v'arvis midvarim amutarim. So Rav Moshe writes that a person who knows about a behemas Yisrael that ate chametz in Pesach, miyakra adin it's mutar, but bal nefesh yachmir al atzmo. But he says, minastam, you don't have to worry about this. This is why that many of the kashrus organizations will tell you, buy all your milk before Pesach. Why do I tell you buy your milk before Pesach? Because before Pesach, chametz kodem haPesach is not aser mashu. It's only chametz bePesach that's aser mashu. So if the cow ate any chametz and that went into producing that milk, it's a zevzegorim, but that's mutter. Zevzegorim is mutter before Pesach. This chumrah is going to happen on Pesach. So if you believe the milk you're buying in the supermarket, I have my questions, the milk you're buying in the supermarket on, let's say, the first, second day of Chol HaMoed was actually milked on Pesach, I don't know how quick the delivery is, it was actually milked on Pesach, and that cow ate chametz on Pesach, so that might be a problem. So that's the issue of the milk and the idea of buying the milk before Pesach. Okay, new Mishnah, Amud Beis now. Says the Mishnah, Natan mena etzim asurim bana. If you take wood off of an Asherah tree, the Asherah tree, the wood is asur bana. Hisik ben asatana, so we already saw this Mishnah on Amud Aleph, if you then light up an oven with it, im chadash, if the oven is a brand new oven, yutatz, you're going to have to destroy the oven, because the first lighting of the oven gives the oven its strength and its ability to be used in the future. Vim yashan, yutzan, but if it's an old oven that already was a fully complete oven, and it's just now that you're using atzei asherah in it, so you just have to wait till it cools down, the atzei asherah are no longer, the effects of the atzei asherah are no longer felt. Afabas hapas, if you bake bread in the oven, either in the new oven that was completed with atzei asherah, and you bake bread at any point in the future in that oven, or in the old oven, but you're currently using atzei asherah and you bake bread with it, asur b'hana'a, that bread is going to be asur b'hana'a. Nisarva b'acheros, if that bread gets mixed in with other loaves of bread, kulan asurus b'hana'a, all of them are asur b'hana'a. Reb Lazar omer, yolech hana liyam ha-melech. Reb Lazar says, no, take the value of whatever that asur wood was, that the bread was baked with, and throw that into the Yam HaMelech, and then it will turn out that you're not benefiting from that wood. Amru lo, the Chama said to Reb Lazar, ein pidyon avod zchavim. You can't be poda, the isra hana'a of avodah zarah. You know, if something's asur because of avodah zarah, you can't just throw the value into the Yam HaMelech and then be matir isurim of avodah zarah. Similarly, natale mena kirkur, if let's say you take off of the asherah a piece of wood that you're going to use for weaving, asur b'hana'a. You're not allowed to use that piece of wood for weaving. Arag bo'as ha-beged, let's say you did and you wove a beautiful beged with it, asur b'hana'a. The beged's asur b'hana'a. Nisariv b'acherim, that beged gets put in your closet with a million other begadim. V'acherim b'acherim, and those begadim get mixed in with other begadim. Kulan asur b'hana'a, they're all going to be asur b'hana'a. Rabbi Lazar omer, yolech hana'a liyam ha-melech. Rabbi Lazar says, no, throw the hana'a into the yam ha-melech. Omer lo, ein pidyon l'avod z'chavim. And the Chama said, it's not going to work. There's no pidyon for avod z'zara. So says the Gemara, why do we need to be told the machlokas both about taking wood and firing up an oven with the wood, and about taking wood and weaving a beged with wood? What's the difference? So it's tzricha. D'yashmin k'maisa, if it only would have told me the case of the baking of the bread, b'hakam Rabbi Lazar, I would say that's what Rabbi Lazar holds, that being molech hana liyam ha-melech works. Mishum debitna de kogamar pas kala yisura, because at the time of the baking of the bread, the asherah wood is already totally burnt, so he's going to be more makil. Aval kirko disay li yisura beinei. But if you're using a piece of wood to weave a beged, and the piece of wood remains the same, ema moda the rabbanan, I might think Rabbi Lazar is moda to the rabbanan that we have to be machmir. V'yashmin kirkur, and if we only would have learnt the machlokas by the kirkur of weaving the beged, b'hakami rabbanan, I would say that's where the Rabbanan hold that there's no being makil over here. There's no throwing anal the Amamelech. The whole thing's got to remain aser. Aval pass. But maybe by the case of the bread, where by the time the bread was baked, the Asherah wood was totally burnt and destroyed, I might think that they would be moded to Reb Lazar Tzricha. That's why the Mishnah tells me that both Shitos stand their ground, both in the case where the Atzei Asherah are gone, and in the case where the Atzei Asherah are intact. Amr Rav Chiya b'Rei d'Rav Bar Nachmani, Amr Rav Chista, Amr Zi'iri, Halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer, that we pass on like Rav Lezer, you could throw that in all the Yam HaMelech. Ikad Amri, Amr Rav Chista, Amr Li'Abba Bar Chista, Hachi, Amr Zi'iri, Halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer. Also, that we pass on like Rabbi Eliezer. The Mordechai raises the question that on Amr Aleph we said that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that Zev Zegarim is Mutter. Over here, we're passing like Rav Lezer that you need to be Poda in a case of Zev Zegarim. It's true, he allows the Pidyon of being Yolech but he requires pidyon because Zev Zegarim is apparently a problem. So isn't it a stira and psak? So the Mordechai says, when we say we pass on Rav Lazar, we're only passing l'kula, that when you do have a problem, you can be molech hanal li'am ha-melech. When you have something that's awesome, Mishum Evel Dezara, and there's a tarovest, you can be molech hanal li'am ha-melech. That's what we're being makel about. But as far as the particulars of this case, ein achinami, we would pass on, it's not a problem to begin with, because Zev Zegarim, and we pass on Zev Zegarim is technically mutter to begin with. Amar of Adabar Ava, lo shanu el pas. Rav Lezer's allowing you to throw the anal liyam ha-melech is only true when you bake the bread using atzei asherah aval chavis. But let's say you have a barrel full of yayin nesach that gets mixed in with other barrels of wine, then lo, then Rav Lezer would not be matir throwing the value of that chavis of yayin nesach to the yam ha-melech and then selling each of the barrels or drinking each of the allowing goyim to selling each of these barrels to goyim to drink. No, they're all asr ba'ana because the yayin that's asr ba'ana is still be'en, it's still fully intact. But what you can do is you can, what Rav Lezer would allow you to do is sell all the chavios and sell all the barrels and deduct from the amount that you get the value of the usser barrel, and that way it's not going to be, you're not going to be nana from the isser. Rav Chista Amar Afilu Chavis Muteris. And Rav Chista would say, Rav Lezer would even allow being molech hanal yam ha-melech when you have a full intact barrel of yayin nesach. Who governed the Arvli Chavisa the Yayin Nesach Chachamrei? There was a fellow that this happened to, that a barrel of Yayin Nesach got mixed in with all of his other barrels. Asal Kamed Rav Chista, he went to ask Rav Chista what to do. Omer Shkol Arba Zuzi Vishadi Binara. He said, take 4 Zuz, which apparently was the assessment of how much the barrel was worth, throw it into the river, and that's good enough, in the Shtarilach, and then all the barrels are going to be mutter. But now you're allowed to sell each barrel individually to a guy. You don't have to worry that maybe at any point you're selling the Yayin Nesach barrel, you've already been molech hana'a liyam ha-melech. So that would be totally permissible. Last mission in the Perek, Ketzam Mevatla. How is one Mevatel in Asherah tree? So Kirsem, the Zirade, if a guy takes off dry pieces of wood from the tree in order to burn them because he needs them, or he takes off moist pieces of wood to use. Not the men of makal or sharvit afilu Allah. He takes off a stick or even a leaf. Harezu betela. That's batel. He's benefiting himself for his own purposes, taking pieces off of the Asherah tree. Then he's obviously being mevatel as an avodah zarah. Shipa litzarka. If he starts trimming it for its own benefit, then a Surah, it remains asur. Shalola tzarka, but if the trimming is not for the benefit of it, then muteris, it's going to be mutter. Osun shafan matei aleihem. What about the trimmings that he took off of it? What's the halacha of that? Are they batal or not? So plig barafuna v'chia barav. Chadam rasur v'chadam mutarin. Machlok samroim. Tanya commandi amar mutarin. The Tanya ovilcham shashifa v'zcham l'tzarko. Hi ushva'eha mutarin. We have a brisa that sounds like it's mutter because it says an ovilchavim that starts trimming the avodah zarah for the sake of the avodah zarah. So both the initial avodah zarah and the trimmings are for his own needs. So not for the avodah zarah's needs. Both the avodah zarah and the trimmings are mutter litzarka. But if it's for the sake of the avodah zarah, he asura. The avodah zarah remains aser. But ushva eha, the trimmings that he took off of it mutarin. The Yisrael shashiv avodah zchav ben litzarka he ushva asurin. But if Yisrael does this, he doesn't have the ability to be mevatel the avodah zarah. So even the trimmings are going to be asur. Itmar, Avod Chamishin Shtavra. What if you have an Avod Zara that's broken? Rav Amr breaks on its own. No one broke it, it broke on its own. Rav Amr Tzarek Levatel Kol Kisem Mekisem. You need to be Mevatel the Avod Zara status of each piece. Ushmol Amr Avod Chav Meina Betela Ela Derech Kedilasa. That it only is Batel if it breaks, the breaking happens in a normal way. Adrav, Derech Kedilasa Mi Mevatel. Says Mara, that doesn't make any sense. If leaves fall off of a tree in a natural way, that's not Batel. That doesn't take away the avodah zarah status. Elahachi kamer ein avodah zarah tzricha levatel eladarach yidilasa. It only still requires bittul if it's falling apart in a normal, natural way. But if it fell apart entirely, so then it doesn't need bittul. It's bittul on its own. The Ovid Kochavim will say it can't even protect itself. It's going to protect me. So leim abalkam ifli. Maybe the machlokas is the mar sover avdin l'shvarin, the mar sover ein avdin l'shvarin. They're arguing about whether the Ovid Kochavim would ever worship broken pieces. Says my love, the kuli alma loved in the shvarim. They for sure would. Vacha b'shivre shvarim kamiflugi. Over here they're talking about shvarim of an avod zarah that then broke again. Mar savar shivre shvarim asur and mar savar shivre shvarim mutarin. Machlokas where that's asur mutar. V'iba yisema a third possibility what they're arguing about. The kuli alma shivre shvarim mutarin. Broken pieces of broken pieces. Everyone would say is mutar. Vacha b'avodzcham shalchulius b'hedus sheyachol achziru kamiflugi. We're talking about an avod zarah that's made of component parts that does not take a professional to put it together. Mar Savar Kivin the Hediot Yachal Achzira Lo Bitlo. One says that since a Hediot, anybody couldn't put it together, it's not Batel, and each piece is still has status of Avodah Zarah. Umar Savar Ein Avodah Zarah Betela Ela Derech Kedilasa. That Avodah Zarah only requires Bittel when the breaking happens in a natural way, like leaves falling off of the tree. Dainu Orche Halav Ha. But Avodah Zarah of Chulios, that's different pieces, Lav Gdilasihi, it's not normal for it to fall apart, and therefore Ve'in Srich Levatel does not even require Bittel, because it's already Batel on its own. Hadron L'chal Tzlamin Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will begin the fourth parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah.